SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. Okay, John here. It's kind of exciting. I'm here at the dock. I'm on the dock waiting for the return of Allie. I left her with this single guy on this boat like 6 months ago. They said they were just going to go out for a spin. And it's been 6 months. It's exciting. I'm finally coming back. I'm going to pick her up. And oh, here she comes. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Did you have a good time?
Episode 78.
Well, Allie did not end up going out into the ocean with the single guy for 6 months. She did not set sail.
Yeah, so just because we took a pretty long break on the podcast, we haven't taken a break in the lifestyle. We just forgot to press record.
It's amazing the amount of sex we've had in all the different places we've been in the last 6 months, and we didn't hit record. That's a crying shame.
Well, we carry it around.
I know.
We've
gotten too busy fucking and not hitting record. At least a half a dozen threesomes with guys in different places, hotels, boats, different places in the last 6 months, and then Club Taboo, Gary and Margaret's, Freedom Acres, a mansion party, a lure, bunch of places we've been with other couples and naughty, naughty, naughty times. So, I don't know if we want to just pick one. Oh, and then New Year's Eve also.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe we should talk about New Year's Eve because that was hot.
Mm-hmm.
A couple that we've known for a while, C and M, met us at a club.
Surprised us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a very hot surprise for New Year's.
Yes. Let's see. I did get pretty drunk that night, so my memory is not too... I mean, I don't know. We'll see how my memory is. I don't know.
Well, we were at Valley Flirts New Year's Eve party in L.A.
Yeah, well, it started out, of course, like we do a lot. I didn't really want to go out. There were some great parties close to us, but I didn't want to go to them because I didn't want to be on the roads driving back. So I wanted to go somewhere farther away from our home so we would stay in a hotel next to the place and not have to worry about being on the roads. So we turned down a really nice party and a smaller house party. We kind of decided definitely last minute that afternoon exactly where we were going to go. We decided on a party, and it was a club. I thought it was a club. It's a group that throws parties in L.A., Southern California area. I guess they usually do it in homes or hotels, but this time they were going to have this big warehouse for the New Year's party. So we drove out there, got a hotel right next to the place.
Right before we took off, I just made a quick Twitter where we're going to the Valley Flirts party, and that was it. And we took off, and we got to the party. Of course, it was in a hard-to-find area. Wouldn't be a swinger party if it wasn't hard to find. It was easy to find.
It wasn't that hard.
Yeah, it was minutes away from our hotel, so we didn't have to drive very far.
But it's always pulling up to these places, and you park. And this was in a warehouse in an area where they make a lot of all the porn.
Chatsworth. And so we cruise in there, and we meet the owner. Showed us around. They had a bar. They had a dance floor, a DJ. Kind of small playrooms. Not very big, but it was their opening night, so give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll go to the bar. I think our very first drink. You weren't drunk yet. I think we'd had a couple of drinks at the hotel before we left, but went to go get you a drink at the bar, and I come back, and there you are with CNM, who had seen our Twitter and decided to come out.
And they live nearby.
Yeah. So it was awesome. We knew those guys from the past. And I was like totally surprised. Hadn't seen them in a while.
I was too. I was there on the dance floor. You left me there and I'm just kind of moving to the music, just there by the speaker, checking out everyone. And that's when I saw the male part of the couple. And I was like, whoa, hey. And they had gone to Desire with us the year before last. I was very excited. And I didn't even recognize his wife, who was had her back turned. And she was telling the DJ, giving some suggestions for some music. And I didn't recognize her. And when you came back with a drink.
She's a hottie. A lot of fun dancing with both of them, but I always love the sandwiches and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's almost midnight.
Did the countdown. So ourselves, or just the people around us, people were looking at their watches and counting down. But the club, I guess, was when we did our Happy New Year, our kisses and all, we counted down with our phones or watches.
The club dropped the ball on dropping the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't call midnight.
They called it a little
15 minutes later.
No, not even 15.
Minutes later, whatever. After midnight.
A few minutes later, they came up and did the countdown, but they were way, way off on on the midnight. And so
but it was cool because everybody kissed again.
Did another kiss, another New Year's kiss. She said something about let's go give them blowjobs. We were going to give you guys a New Year's blowjob or something. I think she said that.
Oh, yeah. She said that to me because it was loud and it was noisy. And I think you girls were maybe holding hands or y'all were together. And I was kind of walking behind you both. And I was just happened to be closer to her, I think. And I said, where are we going? And she just kind of casually looked back at me and said, we're trying to find a good place to give you guys a blowjob for New Year's. Okay. Solid idea.
Yeah, it was crowded. I mean, they had little cubicle areas with beds that was right off from the dance floor. I guess they were separated with fabric, maybe. I mm-hmm. can't remember if that was the place they had fabric.
Yeah, the play areas weren't that spectacular.
And the beds, a lot of them were single beds. And we were walking around. She and I were, and you guys were near us, but we were looking around trying to find a good spot. And the only spot we could find was a single bed. We got down on that bed. And I remember the next day I was so sore. I'm like, damn.
We
four people on
a
single bed in all kinds of positions and turned around. And then we had this situation, which I wasn't really aware. There was a couple of guys that were just walking up and trying to get in and trying to touch her and touch me. And
yeah, that was not cool.
It was a couples only party. So I guess they were away from their partners or what? I don't know, but I wasn't noticing it. I noticed at one point when some guy tried to touch me and C pushed him off or pushed his hand or did something. But I didn't realize till afterwards and talking with her how many times people
she got touched, felt
groped
up.
Her or attempted to grope her without even asking, just coming up and trying to get in there.
That's so not cool. All you
that
have to
is
do
not
is
cool.
Ask.
I mean, to me, when I'm in the zone and I've had a few and I'm just enjoying it and completely letting go, I'm not watching around for that. So I rely on you a lot of times, I mean all the time, to have my back so I can really let go. And so I got into that zone and I was enjoying it and letting go. So I didn't really realize all the times people tried to grope and without even asking.
And the crazy thing is, if these guys only knew to ask, if they would have only known to ask Allie or me, is it okay if I touch her back? Is she okay if I touch her back? You probably would have said, yeah, hell yeah, please do. You might have, but just to assume it and go in
and
there
we
and
were
just
all,
do
and
it,
we were
cool.
Already also cramped up on a single bed. I mean, we're all just, you know, for someone to come up like that.
But we had a lot of fun. We played in there for a long time. I was wanting them to come back to our hotel.
It was super late when we got out. I think we closed the place down.
And they had to go. I can't remember why, but
they had They had to get back.
They had to get back and had to, we did invite them to the hotel. I think I almost tempted them. I think they almost said yes.
But it was funny because earlier, I mean, they were taking photographs of people. They had an erotic photographer there. And one time when I was walking by, I ran into this guy. I looked at him and I was like, he looks familiar to me. And I asked him, I said, and he was pretty much the only person I really talked to other than our friend. I said, hey, you know, you look so familiar to me. And he thought, because he looks so much like Kid Rock, and he gets it all the time, he looks a lot like Kid Rock. He thought that I thought he was Kid Rock. I mean,
Allie did have a few drinks that night.
No, this was early. This was early. So anyway, we figured out that we were in the same hotel, and that's where we had seen each other. But I had actually not seen him at the hotel. You had seen him at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. While you were shaving your pussy, I went down and got us some mixers, and I saw him going into the room next door to ours, and I thought, oh, they're going to the party.
Yeah, because you came in. I was in the bathtub. You came in. You're like, yeah, there's swingers next to us. But I never saw them. I just...
And they were a very cool couple.
Anyway, they were fun. He was fun. It was a brief little conversation we had, and I said, "Yeah, we'll give you a ride back. You know, we're neighbors. We'll give you a ride back." Because John came up and he said, "Hey, I saw you. You're in the room right next door to us." But at the end of the night, when we were leaving, they were still there, and we gave them a ride back to the hotel. That was hilarious.
Because we were only, I mean, literally half a mile from the hotel. They had arrived at the party in a cab. So she's trying to remember how the cab got there, and she's wanting to tell me, you know, go this way, go that way. Are you sure you're going the right way? And I'm like, no, look, that's our hotel. You can see it out the window. It's right there. That's where we're headed. And she was like, oh, that cab driver totally ripped us off, charged us like $20 and took us all around the crazy land. We thought it was way farther away than what it actually was. So minutes later, pulled up to the hotel, and someone said, hey, can we get some snacks, some refreshments before we head back to the room? And there's a convenience store right there. So I left you and Kid Rock in the car, and she and I got out and go into the store. And she's got a big black coat on, and we go into the store.
Nothing else.
We go in there, and I'm up there getting some snack stuff. And from across the store, she jettisons over a...
Jettisons?
Yeah. Throws, tosses a big bag of cashews. Hits me square in the chest. I catch it, and she says, your girl wants nuts. She said to get her nuts.
I already told her I had nuts. That's what I said in the car. I said I have a ton of cashews.
I did what I was told. I bought them. And then she comes up to the cashier with an arm full of snacks. She throws down all the stuff on top of the counter, and she starts revealing her breasts and saying, what can I get if I show you little more? What can I get if I show you all my, you know, both of my titties? You know, can I get like half price? Or what? And I'm cracking up and dying laughing so hard that she says, John, you need to go. I'm going to do better at this deal without you. So I pay for my stuff, and I go out, and I get in the car, and they're like, where is she? And I'm like, oh, she's in there making her deal. She comes back out of the store with a bag full.
A huge bag.
Oh my God.
Huge bag.
So much
snacks.
Food.
And food.
And she's like, look, baby, I got all this for $4. And it was a ton of stuff. It was hilarious.
So we got to the hotel with our neighbors. We called them neighbors. And of course, he was Kid Rock to me. And I can't remember her name or what her name was, but I want to call her. What's a good rockabilly sex kitten name? I don't know.
Allie?
No. No, I'm trying to think of something to call her, but she was quite a bit younger than he was. They've been together for a long time. Okay, picture this. I mean, he's like the Kid Rock lookalike. He's quiet. And in the club, he was kind of had a grin on his face. But
late
just kinda,
30s, early 40s.
Yeah, and she was about 10 years younger. She was very confident, very loud, very outgoing, and in the club, I mean, but not in a awful way, not in a bad way. It was in a fun
New
way.
Year. She's having
it was
a good
fun
time.
Way. She was fun. Life of the
letting
party.
Her tits hang out.
Life of the party. I mean, because I remember passing her in the hallway, going to the bathroom or something, and she had this really sexy slinky dress, and it was kind of like skin colored and had some sparkles. And then she had the top, and it was long and form fitting, but she had the top pulled down and her very big boobs just, she was very curvaceous. She had her big boobs just poking out. Anyway, we made it to our hotel. We had some getting to know time, just chilling, some party favors and just enjoying some of their goodies. But it wasn't long at all. She totally got things started right there. And she brought up some lotion. And she's like, oh, try this lotion. You know, she was a horny, horny sex kitten. I mean, we started. Was it, did we start? Did she start?
It was a
making out. What happened? How did it happen so fast? It was like we were just.
Well, everybody kind of inched over to the bed, and we were on the bed, and she asked you, "Do you play with girls?" And we wanted to play soft swap that night, and so we said so.
Yeah, we were doing the who can we play with, that kind of how do we play talk, that kind of thing. And she's like, hey, "Do you? Can I play with both of you? Do you play with girls too?" And I said, "Yes." She's like, oh, great. And she just jumped me. She just totally jumped me, like tackled me onto the bed. It was fun. And she's like rubbing her bodies all over each other, that kind of thing, lotion on. And she was just very, very horny. Just, we were just rolling around on that bed. And I'm sure you guys got in there really soon. Soon after, or what? I mean, I don't even know.
There was lots of different positions. I just remember lots of blowjobs, lots of going down on girls, lots of tangled up sex, 4 a.m. sex.
It was past 4. Yeah. It was 3:20 when we left the club.
So
it was way past 4.
Okay, so 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, sex, yeah. Till the sun came up when we played and played. And
they were so much fun. It was like a nonstop. I mean, we played for a very long time. I mean, we just kept coming and coming and coming. She was on fire. On fire. I think she would have gone on and on and on. Don't you think?
I think they did.
When they were leaving, they left. I don't know. It was 6:30, 7. I have no idea. And then the next morning, they didn't come and wake us up.
I was hoping they would.
I was, too.
I thought that was the plan.
I was, too. But I think we slept too late. I mean, it was way past checkout time. We overslept at least an hour past checkout time. And then we were rushing around, grabbing our stuff to get out of there. And her dress was there. We're like, oh, shit. Dress is there. Oh, we'll just email her. And then we realized, I don't know, they're like their screen name. I didn't know their name. We were calling each other neighbors all night, and then at the club, and he's Kid Rock. I was calling him Kid Rock, and I wasn't calling her anything because she was doing all the talking.
Yeah, they were just calling us neighbors,
yeah, too. Yeah, they were calling us neighbors, too. And I realized we really got to know them, but we didn't get to know their names. Hopefully, you gave them our card, or I gave them a card. I don't know. If Kid Rock and Rockabilly Girl or our neighbors are listening, I've got your dress.
You know what'll happen is the first time you ever wear it, that's when you'll run into.
Oh,
it.
Exactly.
That's
no
when
doubt,
happen.
No doubt. I'll wear it at Desire if I have it.
Yeah. Do you think it'll fit you?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't tried it on.
I keep telling you why it's so important to take pictures when we're playing. See, there's another good reason.
Oh, I've got a picture. I just don't have a name.
You have a picture in your mind.
I've got a picture in my mind, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't have a name.
Okay, that was good. That was New Year's Eve. Now let's go back to my birthday in September, and then we'll get through October.
Wait a second. Yeah.
This is going to be an 18-hour podcast, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny story, though. It happened to be the night of the Golden Globe Awards.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was not. That's the funny part. You missed the funny part.
We went out and we met some friends who had been visiting us, and we had gone to a meet and greet.
Actually, it was CNM and another couple.
Yes, it
that
was.
Are going to all be at Desire with us, and we met them. We said, "Well, we'll be at the meet and greet. You guys come." And so we had a nice time with them there.
Got in the hot tub at their hotel and had a few drinks, but we were in the hotel room earlier and having a few drinks, and one of the other girls that was with us looks down at Allie and says, "Allie, you have on two different shoes."
And this was at dinner. Did you say dinner?
No, it was in their hotel room. Wasn't it
dinner? No, it was at dinner.
No, it was after dinner. It was up in the hotel room when we were drinking their wine, and we were sitting there, and you were sitting on the edge of the bed, and she looked down at your shoes.
It was at dinner.
No.
Yes.
No one's looking at your feet at dinner.
It was
in the hotel room.
It was at dinner.
Sex and candy. Am I right?
It was at dinner, and you know it.
No, it wasn't at dinner.
Maybe you realized it at the hotel, because when she said that at dinner, I said, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the latest fashion."
Honey, we were up in the hotel room. You sat on the bed, and that's when she saw your feet. She didn't
see
your...
Oh, my gosh. I wish we were doing this live. So Sex and Candy can call.
It wasn't at dinner. We were at dinner. We came in. I dropped you off, and you came in. You sat down, and you ate the filet mignon.
He thinks he's right.
And we left.
He thinks he's right.
I'm just joking.
No, I'm trying to get in a fight, because someone emailed and said... they would love to hear us get in a fight on a podcast.
I'll kill you, bitch.
<I don't know. laughs> They want to hear us fight.
It was not at dinner.
It was at dinner, and oh my God. It was at dinner.
So like you said, it was at dinner.
She looked down. It was after dinner.
Exactly.
No.
Who's
it
on
was
first?
At dinner, but jeez, John.
It was after dinner.
Why does it matter when it was
anyway?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay, was it
dinner? Was, you found out about it back at the hotel, but at dinner, she said, "Did you know you had two different shoes?" And I said, I looked down and I was like, laughed, and I said, "Yeah, you know, it's the latest fashion." And I was looking at my shoes, and sure enough, they were high heels. They were both black. They both had kind of a sort of a square type heel. They were sort of similar, but they were totally different. Absolute total different shoes. And I was just laughing. We were going to go to a party later that night. There was a swinger party at a hotel, but I was thinking, gosh, that would be fun to go to the party wearing the two shoes. And see if I could start a fashion, a fad, or something.
And so, the very next day, Helena Bonham Carter shows up at the Golden Globes wearing two different shoes, and it was just a quirky coincidence.
Or not.
No, or
I'm
not.
Just joking.
But, yeah, it was funny. And so, we're getting ready to go to Desire.
Oh, yes. I can hardly wait.
It's that time of year when we go down to Mexico with a group of naughty friends and have a good time. And we're looking forward to it. And big shout out to all those people that are coming with us. Cannot mm-hmm. wait to see our old friends and new friends alike. Going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm. And I am so in the mood for Desire. I've been wearing my sarongs around the house. Trying to. And you've been making margaritas. You hardly ever make margaritas.
I know. I have. And, you know, I also want to say it's probably a little late for anybody to make such a commitment for a trip, but there are still like 5 rooms available, I think.
And then the resort is sold out.
Yeah. So
if you want to come, there's still time. We've got, what, 32 days, 34 days?
Something like that, yeah, a month away. And we leave on April 3rd through the 10th. Gonna get naked.
Gonna and have fun. Some fun with
some of the best people in the world. And we so much thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. And we love doing the show. We love swinging. We love the lifestyle. And we love sharing it with each other and all of you guys.
So have fun. Keep it hot. And we'll see you in Mexico. blah, 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 here it goes. So have fun.
Play safe.
No, just don't say play safe. That's boring. So have fun.
Play unsafe.
No, no.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And I've never understood why so many podcasts have to take a break. Now, let's just take a break and talk about it. And we're back. We didn't quite get it. We almost got it. Why some podcasts need to take a break, but we're almost there. We'll just a few more minutes. We'll be right back. We're back. I think we almost got it.
I think so, too. That's enough.
Just a couple more minutes. I think we're going to have a really complete handle on why podcasts take a break, and then we'll be able to really get back to the show. So, here we go. I'm John.
And you're a dork.
We thought about it for over, 3 hours we talked about it. And what we decided to do was kind of bullet point why podcasts take a break. And we're going to share that all with you. Yeah?
We'll share that with them on the next episode because we've run over time. We need to share that with you on the next episode.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the next episode of Swingercast. Good night, everybody.